Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a little missy. This is the sort of thing that not so many years from now, people will look back at these candidates and just say, what idiots, what total, absolute idiots. I suspect we'll do what Republicans do. There will be a shakedown cruise. All the idiots will be thrown overboard, and we'll end up nominating a really boring Gerald Ford, Bob Dole, John McCain type, and getting Mitt Romney, and maybe lose. Well, there's got to be some, like, sane conservatives out there.
Well, you got to start by using the word properly there, Joe. Joe Scarborough lamenting the choices in the field of Republican candidates for the presidency, many of whom seem to be stumbling. There's no real color here, and I don't mean that in the pejorative. There's no real some people with some pretty good ideas if they get together and put the good of winning ahead of their own egos, perhaps something might happen, because there are some pretty good ideas with a number of the candidates. Do you agree with that? You may join us here on the Talk Radio Review by dialing 800-510-8255. And I guess we start out with, Scarborough calls it, lunacy. The Republicans eat their young. I think you see that in the Democratic Party, too, because it's all about ego. We're not maturing. We're not growing. We're not finding. There's a new leader somewhere out there, and yet that person hasn't appeared to show up. Is the person who's the new leader, the new kind of leader, a Republican, a Democrat, someone who has no party? Is there a whole new world around the corner? What's provocative about the people who are protesting, and why are they protesting? Are you committed to change, or you want business as usual? The Republicans who are out there certainly are business as usual in terms of their party and the vast group of potential contenders for all kinds of political offices seem to be still cut out of that old paradigm, which is what most people are protesting one way or another. 800-510-8255, email to Doug. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's host Jan Michelson talking about the problems Herman Cain is facing over his comments regarding abortion.
A lot of national publicity made about Herman Cain's comments about life over the weekend. A lot of explaining to be done. And I was listening this morning about some of this, and he was again being asked these same questions. And I got a lot of email from people saying, hey, you shouldn't be beating up on Herman Cain. He's a pro-life person, and I'm not beating up on him. I didn't beat up on him. I just did quote him. The idea that that if you quote somebody, that's somehow unfair or beating up on, that just isn't true. I am fully prepared to accept the idea that Herman Cain is pro-life. He's taken pro-life positions and donated his money to pro-life causes. Except when it comes to explaining the positions that he holds, he's incoherent. I'm sorry, but if that's the case, but that's the case. And I accept his view what he says. If I'm elected president, I'll defund everything and do everything in my power. But even this morning, he was asked on Fox.
So I know you've had some difficulty with the abortion issue. Here's my question for you this morning. Should abortion be a part of the political discussion?
No, it should not, quite frankly. But my position is real clear, Gretchen, and it's been consistent. I am pro-life.
How do you process that? I mean, every time he opens his mouth, he says something contradictory. I think he's everybody that knows him. He says he's a decent and sincere fellow, and I'm not trash-talking the guy's intention, and I think he's a fine individual. But if you ask him straight, should the abortion issue even be a political issue, he says no.
So I know you've had some difficulty with the abortion issue. Here's my question for you this morning. Should abortion be a part of the political discussion?
No, it should not, quite frankly. But my
No, what do you mean, no, it should not be? Oh. That's just weird, friends. I'm sorry, but that's just weird. You can't. He's running for the office of the presidency. He's running as a Republican, as a pro-stated, pro-life Republican, and I accept his self-description that he's pro-life. But it is one of the most prominent and powerful political issues of his time. Well, I'm sorry, he's running for an office that has huge amounts of power and influence associated with these. He's running for politician-in-chief, the number one political office in the world by some people's measure. It's impossible to not have it be a political issue because it is. And no, he was not taken out of context. He just simply cannot deliver a coherent statement.
All right, so what does that tell you? Jan Michelson is on a radio station in Des Moines, been there for a long time, has a reputation of being pretty much of a moderate, and has a pretty good feel or sense of what's going on. Of course, Iowa is, along with New Hampshire and a couple of other places, caught the eye of a lot of the news media. What's going to happen here? Who's going to prevail? The rumors that Herman Cain might be the choice of Mitt Romney were he to win the party nomination. That's being scrutinized here by all these people. Is it that the news media just doesn't want to have Herman Cain because he's black? Or is he incoherent? Is he not? I thought he's pretty coherent most of the time. But it's my take on it versus what somebody else may think. They've scrutinized these fellas, these are the people, I was going to say fellas, the Michelle Bachmann's in this group as well. They've scrutinized them pretty well there in Iowa, where they spent a lot of time. 800-510-8255. In fact, we'll go back to Iowa for another talk host take on this in just a moment here on the Countdown.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to some of our callers who have some thoughts on what Jan Michelson had to say. Bob's listening on KWAM in Memphis to the Countdown. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the air now live.
I thought the talk show host was very unfair to Mr. Kane. Mr. Kane did not say abortion wasn't a political issue. The lady's question was, should it be a political issue? And he says, no, it should not. He didn't say it wasn't a political issue. I mean, in my opinion, abortion is a moral issue. So should we make adultery a political issue? No, but the guy was unfair to him. He didn't say it wasn't a political issue. He just said, in his opinion, it should not be one.
So Kane's answer is okay with you?
Oh, yeah, fine.
All right, thank you. John, go ahead. You're next on the Countdown.
Hey, yeah, I agree with the previous caller. And on top of that, I feel that the media is having a hard time understanding Herman Cain because he's short, he's to the point, and he says that he answers the question directly, and they don't know how to handle that. He was not fair to Herman Cain, and the gentleman before me was absolutely correct. They were not fair to him in how they responded to what he said.
All right, let's find out what you think of this host. His name is Chris Bradshaw, and he focuses on Mr. Cain and his run.
So with Herman Cain reaching the heights of non-Romneyism, and this is, again, a very valuable seat that has been held at various times by Donald Trump, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, but the latest to inhabit that seat is Herman Cain, who doesn't really seem to be running for president. Now, I know the latest polls show him leading in Iowa, but on Saturday, that was his first trip back to the state since the Ames straw poll. Reports out of South Carolina say it's not running. Slate sent a writer here to cover, you know, the hermaphrodite surge, and finds, quote, no real signs of a Cain campaign. He just hired, you know, a campaign chairman here in, or chair, Steve Grubbs, who had previously worked for Bob Dole and Steve Forbes here in Iowa. Finally signed him on Thursday. Cain spent the last month on a book tour. He's been showing up in Arizona and Ohio to plug his book, which his campaign is buying, last I heard, was somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 worth, or what Herman Cain calls synergy. I mean, Herman Cain is running for a Fox show. He wants to be the next Mike Huckabee. He wants a slot on Fox News. He wants to move up from WSB in Atlanta. He wants to sell some books and end up a Fox News contributor. This is probably where he's going to end up if he can hold on to an idea for more than 35 seconds at a time.
Wow. That's pretty stiff. What do you think? 800-510-8255. So far, the callers are not very happy with the people like Mr. Bradshaw, who are analyzing Mr. Cain in a way that doesn't seem to befit his standing. Why are they being so unfair? Is it because of the color of his skin? Is it because he sounds like somebody who practices Ebonics? What's the problem here? What do you think? And about the stage in general, who's on stage? What do you think of the candidates? 800-510-8255. Talk radio and talk television in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In review, some of the hot hits in talk radio, the presidential race front and center now. Maybe we have some time for what's going on in the Middle East, but first we encourage your calls on a lot of these, the various candidates. We seem to have spent all of our time so far on Herman Cain. Let's spend some time on Michelle Bachmann. Here's host Chad Hartman with Karen Testerman, who is a former member of Michelle Bachmann's staff in New Hampshire.
Karen Testerman is our guest. She and staffers have put up this press release from New Hampshire that they have left the campaign, saying that the national campaign was very rude to them, unprofessional, dishonest, and at times cruel. Michelle Bachmann, as you know, Karen, has a history, her time in Congress, where she has run through prominent staff members at a very high rate. Is this another example, and does this reflect poorly on Congresswoman Bachmann?
I think overall that this particular situation reflects very poorly on the national campaign staff, and whether or not she was privy to the information, we are not, it appears that she was not. Because I think had she been, she would have taken some action at that time to at least contact members of the team to see what was going on.
Is some of this related to her lack of interest in New Hampshire, that she has put so much into Iowa, hasn't spent as much time in New Hampshire, and the belief is that on her views, further to the right, more conservative, that she would not have as strong a chance in New Hampshire as she does in Iowa?
You know, every team has a different strategy, and so the strategy is not what's at question. What was at question is the fact that people were not notified what the strategy was, and the team was not included in any of the discussions about what the strategy would be. So many times they would be left hanging on a limb without any idea of what was going on, so they couldn't even answer inquiries by people who would say, is Michelle coming back to New Hampshire? When can we plan on making an effort to go see her?
When the news broke last week that you and the other staffers were leaving, Michelle Bachmann came out and said, that's not true. That absolutely is not true. Was she lying at that point?
I don't think she was lying. I don't think she knew about it. I think that the national staff was continuing to be dishonest.
What would you like to hear from her today after you folks have put this release out?
Well, it would be nice if we had an opportunity to speak to the Congresswoman ourselves.
If she reached out to you, would you rejoin her team?
That would be dependent upon some other things that, you know, I would have to clarify some of the situation that was going on.
Do you think she has any chance to be a factor whatsoever in New Hampshire?
Only if she comes to New Hampshire and campaigns in New Hampshire.
Do you think she still has a chance for this national race?
It would be dependent upon whether or not she decides that she can play in New Hampshire.
So
New Hampshire is highly important. And if you want to look at something and go back and look at history, you look at John McCain, who spent a great deal amount of time going to town hall meetings and spending that time here in the States. They absolutely blew everyone away, including their campaign staff, with the large victory he had in 2004. In 2008, he comes back and he actually walks away with a nomination. Then you have Rudy Giuliani in 2008, who decided not to play in New Hampshire, came back to the state this year to test the waters, and you don't see him on the stage, do you?
Jim's calling from Chesapeake, Virginia. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm sorry I'm a little late. My comment's on Herman Cain, and it has to do with, I think the radio talk show hosts that you had on there are the incoherent folks, not Mr. Cain. A book tour is a great way for people to understand who he is. I think we just elected a person that we didn't know who he was, and now we're finding out who he is, and we don't like it.
Yeah.
And I think Herman Cain is, you know, obviously I support him, but he is growing. He's not this, I don't think he's a passing fad.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, sir. You're right about that. More coming up on the countdown. It's 28 minutes past the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Yes, indeed. We don't go through the top 10 every day. We go through the top 2 or 3. And then on the weekend, we have a 3-hour extravaganza that pretty much wraps itself around all the things we've talked about during the week. Ends up being the top 10 of the week. What do you think number 1 is today? Are you in agreement that the presidential race is back on top of the, the front burner is how we might refer to it? We've heard about Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann. Let's focus now on Rick Perry as we listen to Chris Matthews talk to Wayne Slater from the Dallas newspaper about an interview Perry has done with Parade Magazine.
Here's a portion of that Parade interview, Parade Magazine interview, ran this Sunday. It's catching a lot of attention. In the Q&A in the article, Lynn Sharp asks the governor some questions. Governor, do you believe that President Barack Obama was born in the United States? Perry responded, I have no reason to think otherwise. Sure, that's not a definitive yes, I believe he. Rick Perry, well, I don't have a definitive answer because he's never seen my birth certificate. Question, but you've seen his. Perry, I don't know. Have I? Question, you don't believe what's been released? Perry, I don't know. I had dinner with Donald Trump the other night. Question, and Perry, that came up. Question, and he said, Perry, he doesn't think it's real. Question, and you said, Perry, I don't have any idea. It doesn't matter. He's the president of the United States. He's elected. It's a distractive issue. Well, there we go. Rick Perry has ripped the scab off this issue by saying he doesn't really believe the president was born here. I want to go to Wayne Slater. What crowd is this guy back on his heels in the double digits trying to appeal to?
What part of the resurrection of the birther issue, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is going to cause him problems in western Iowa, in South Carolina, in the redneck Riviera, in Florida? It's not going to cause him any problems at all.
Why not?
Well, because you basically what he's got to do is, as you know, appeal to those people who are not going to be with Romney. He's got to pull people away from Cain, so you do it with abortion. You got to pull people away from everybody else. And what you do is resurrect the crowd on the right. And that includes both the anti-abortion people, the anti-gay marriage people, but also the birthers, the birchers, the secessionists, the militia. Basically, the marginalia of the religious right and social right in the Republican Party. Dave Carney and the Rick Perry team believe that mathematically that is their only way. If they can coalesce all these disparate interests who are not the Mitt Romney folks, and there's no better way to do that than fall under the spell of the Donald and to start talking about birtherism.
All right. It's amusing and interesting and informative and provocative, and that's what we're all about here. Here's Radio Man Matt Patrick, talking with Ron Paul about his economic plan, which includes, you heard over the weekend, perhaps cutting $1 trillion, balancing the budget, and removing troops from all foreign wars. Sounds pretty good so far. Let's listen.
Let's talk a little bit about your economic plan. You're going to cut $1 trillion during your first year in office, balance the budget by 2015, take us out of all foreign wars, and eliminate no less than 5 cabinet-level agencies in the process. Now, there's a lot of that.
That's good. That sounds like a good program.
Do you like that program?
Yeah,
I figured that you would. Now, there are people that say, I know this is hard to believe, but there are people that say that that's just ludicrous, that you would immediately hurl the economy into recession. So I guess the question that I have for you, and Congressman, listen, I like that plan for the most part, but when you really take a good look at it, do you think in a year you could do those things without really putting the country into a tailspin?
Well, I wouldn't do it if I thought it would make things worse. I think it'll make things much better. I think we're heading in that direction if we don't do something like this, because I don't work on the assumption that we're questioning whether or not we're going to have a double dip. I think we've been in a steady decline since the year 2000, because our population has increased by 30 million. There's essentially been no new jobs. Standard living is down for everybody, and we're not out of this recession. Most people realize that we're not out. So if we continue to just bail out everybody and print money and run up debt, because there's no serious attempt by any of the other candidates or anybody in Washington to cut anything. The only thing they talk about are cutting the proposed increases. So they're not challenging the very system that created this monster. So I think that they talk of this being extreme. I think we've been living with extreme ideas that you don't have to be responsible, that deficits don't matter, and you can print money when you need it, and you can police the world forever, and an entitlement lasts forever. But the entitlement system has failed, you know, and we talked a minute ago about housing and education and difficulties in medicine. So I don't think this will continue. It's going to get much worse. So that's why I think we have to change our ways.
Change your evil ways, says Ron Paul. 800-510-8255. Trying to find many different pieces here as make sense. Here from Fox, Neil Cavuto talks to pollster Frank Luntz about the primary dates and Mitt Romney's biggest problem.
Mitt makes it official, filing his candidacy in New Hampshire, where the primary date is now expected to be set for January 10th. Now that Nevada has moved back to its own caucus date, now many states clearing the calendar, we are told, gives one Mitt Romney a boost. Frank Luntz, not so sure. I listen to Frank. He's been uncannily prescient through all this. So you're not in that camp that says, go early, go fast, Mitt advantage.
Well, he wants to go early, but he's got a bigger problem, and that, quite frankly, is Texas Governor Rick Perry. He cannot have these debates where Rick Perry's just all over him. Now, it does not make Perry look good, but it holds Romney back. And this constant brawl, quite frankly, could cost the Republicans their election in 2012. The American people don't like the yelling. They don't like the shouting.
It's still early, though, isn't it?
Yes, but we remember these things.
But you're saying, in other words, this will have some residual bad sticking value.
Because it's exactly what Republicans, independents, and many Democrats don't want, which are politicians yelling at each other.
Like this. Let's show that. I think this illustrates your point.
Great.
Mitt, you lose all of your standing, from my perspective, because you hired illegals in your home, and you knew about it for a year. And the idea that you stand here before us and talk about that you're strong on immigration is on its face the height of hypocrisy.
Governor Romney?
Rick, I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
And so I'm afraid, I'm looking forward to finding your facts on that, because that just doesn't...
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again,
you had the word,
I'm speaking. The newspaper, it's time for you to tell the truth. This is the way the rules work here, is that I get 60 seconds,
well, no, but the American
and then you get 30 seconds to respond, right?
They want Anderson, you knew you had Hillary working.
Are you just going to keep talking? Let me finish with what I have to say. Look, Rick...
I thought this was a tough couple of debates
for Rick, and I understand that, and so you're gonna get testy.
Well, the nastiness just didn't help, right?
Because they expect them to reach above that. They expect them to be presidential. There's nothing about that was presidential.
What were they upset more with, that he was wounding the presumed front runner, or that both were engaged in a childish exchange?
It was the combination of the childish exchange and the way that it was done, and frankly, Rick Perry has got a great record as governor, and he's not talking about it by tearing down Mitt Romney. And if I were Mitt Romney's advisor, I would have said, you don't have to respond that way. If Rick Perry takes up your time and takes up your space, let it go. Why is it that Gingrich seems to be winning so many of these debates? Because he stays above it all. Why is Herman Cain in first place in many of these polls? Because he refuses to attack his opponents.
Yep, but they don't refuse to attack him. Which is a pretty interesting reality. All right, so that's our review, at least, of the presidential race as it has developed, and the weekend saw lots of interesting comments. So we'll move away from that and move toward what's going on in Iraq. That is our complete withdrawal by the end of the year. Good idea or not, that'll be discussed next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear. Risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so let's get to what's going on in Iraq, or what's going on with our 40,000 troops that have remained there coming home. Ron Paul thinks this is a great idea. One of the few things he agrees with the president on is getting out of Iraq. He'd like to have us get out of Afghanistan and make sure we're not in Africa. We seem to be spread all over the place. So is this a good idea? Here's host John McConnell speaking with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about maintaining a presence in the Middle East.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is just making it point blank. Don't read anything. Don't read any good news into this, because we're not going. I mean, we are still maintaining a presence there. We still have troops in Afghanistan, which means we want a stable area in over there. We still have people. We still are friends with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia had their problems. We got enough of an uprising in Egypt. Israel, who is our ally over there, is they're walking around on pins and needles because of what's going on. But we have troops stationed in Kuwait. They are building a base over there somewhere to, I can't remember the article. It's been so long since I read it. But there's like a small island out there that is now really getting boosted up because that's where their drone base is.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like, we're pulling all the boots out of Iraq, but we're not pulling out of the Middle East by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all. And just by leaving Iraq, what we're going to not have now is just a more forward integration with the Iraqi army, the Iraqi security forces that are there, similar to what we've done in NATO after the Second World War with Korea, with the South Korean army, the Katusa army there, just a better integrated process with headquarters, with dual training missions and the like. So that's not going to happen now. So if in the future we have to align ourselves with them from a military perspective, I mean, you've got to think about this as the military just thinks things that are prepare for war. If I ever had to prepare for war now to do this, I'm going to have to use other logistical channels. And as you pointed out, we're building that other capability in other parts.
Well, that's our big question. And, okay, the president said, he said it's going to be days and not weeks. Well, it turned out to be longer than that, but we did not put boots on the ground. And all this article, oh, my God, there's boots on the ground. No, they're not. There's military. There's, like, some Marine guards that's the people who guard embassies. So, I mean, boots on the ground to me is at least like a battalion or a company or even something bigger than that. You're talking about maybe 50 people who are guards at embassy types. That's not technically boots on the ground.
No, it's not. I mean, it's the same type of military presence that's at every embassy that exists throughout the world and these other places. Boots on the ground, you're right, would be a brigade combat team, a BCT. It would have some capability of both going on a defensive mission, protecting itself, have, manage the business of violence is really what that group, that's boots on the ground. Someone that would provide a kinetic type of operation should they have to.
All right. 800-510-8255. Our presence in Iraq and our presence in the Middle East, a subject of consternation. Here's host Doug Callett talking to another military expert named Lee Boyland.
President Obama said he was going to get the troops out during, his administration, and he is keeping that promise, I guess. But the problem here is that we've upped the removal time. And we're doing so because the Iraqi government will not give us, our troops the immunity they need to do the job in Iraq, which is infuriating in itself. Now, here's several things. You tell me which is correct and what do you think about it? We spent 10 years in Iraq. We've lost American lives. We put our money on the line, our credibility on the line. We freed the people of Iraq from Saddam Hussein. We've got no percentage of the oil that exists there in Iraq. Yet we're rebuilding their refineries. We've got nothing from Iraq yet. We're rebuilding their infrastructure, their schools, that we didn't destroy, that Saddam Hussein destroyed. And at the same time here, we're being told that we basically have that we're not going to get immunity. Our troops can be put on trial, and so we have to leave. This is we're basically being pushed out of here.
Yeah, well, it's a little more than that, I think. I'm going to be a little facetious, but Obama is still trying to get on the good side of Iran, so this is Obama's Christmas present to the Ayatollah.
Oh, so you think this is a signal to Iran, then? I mean,
what
are we going to do? I mean, Iran's already right, at least what I hear. Maybe you're the one that told me that somehow controls some of that territory around the border there, because it's been hasn't been patrolled by Iraqi or U.S. forces. I mean, is that the way you see it?
Well, I see it that way. I see that Sadr, the cleric Sadr, who fled to Iran when things got rough and then he came back, it will be the Iranian point man, and he'll take over the government within a year after we leave. No, I was being a little facetious, but it really is a Christmas present to the Ayatollah.
Yeah, but what do we get out of it?
What else can you call it? Because they're going
to... What do we get out of it then? Right? I mean, if it's a Christmas present to them and it's part of a negotiating tool, so we're going to... What do we get?
We get nothing. We get nothing.
All right. 48. Let's make it to 51 past the hour.
Smokers. Are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, let's move our attention. Well, let's see here. I think there's a bit more on Iraq, so let's tune in to Eric Eggers and Preston Scott talking about the troops coming home.
I think it's appropriate for us to be out of there. There doesn't seem to be any clear reason for us to still be there. And the fact that we have U.S. troops in harm's way... I think
what about Iran?
It's a little troubling.
Does Iran present any kind of cause of concern for you?
No.
It does.
We
got to
stop. We got to stop going to war. I'm serious. I don't want you to talk, even say Iran for like 2 years. I forbade you. No. No. We got to stop with the war talk. But so we should get out of there. And I know, and I appreciate the emails we get that the failed stimulus program has cost more than the Iraq war, and I think that's appropriate. But nobody's dying with the stimulus issues. So I did. I thought it was interesting that we're getting out and good for him, but at the same time, good for President Bush, because he's the one that set this deal up in the first place.
Now, just remember now, bring all those troops home, jobless numbers going to go up.
From 03 to 08, during Bush's Iraq years, the federal government spent more on education than it did the Iraq war. Iraq war accounts for less than 8% of the federal debt.
Yeah. I mean, the cost of the war in the big picture is just greatly inflated in its influence on the economy. I think a bigger influence on the economy is going to be when they all come home and need a job.
Really?
Don't you think it's going to have some kind of impact? You've got a bunch of Iraqi veterans coming home to what? Don't misunderstand.
Sounds a little dismissive.
I'm not suggesting... That's why you stay in Iraq.
I am pointing out that we've done nothing to improve the economic status of the country to create opportunities for a lot of these folks. Not everybody has a job waiting. Some do. Some left a job that is held for them while they serve. Okay, that we know that. But there's a lot of them that don't. They don't have a job. Now, did they get redeployed to Afghanistan? I don't know.
I'm not real sure we need to be in Afghanistan anymore either.
You find all of this just yak to be distracting. It's just yak. People yakking. That's what talk conversation radio is about. Sometimes it's inane. Although one of the gentlemen there, I'm not sure which one is which, talking about we need to stop talking about war. That's right on. But there's just so much focus on fighting and military and the money that's made and taxation comes out of our pocket to go into all of these places. Really get right down to brass tacks and figure out how much money it costs the average American every year to be in all these places. And really what being in all these places means is that we build more planes, we build more ships, we have more guns. And what does that cost us and what does it get us? You say security, I say not so sure. Here's Talk Host Bill DeMay with military analyst Jeff McCausland about the timetable for bringing the troops home.
The president declared an end to U.S.'s role in Iraq. What does that mean exactly?
So what that means is we're going to fulfill the obligations we entered into when we signed the Strategic Framework Accord back in 2008, which is a treaty between Iraq and the United States, the two sovereign countries. It was negotiated by the Bush administration, quite frankly endorsed by the Obama administration, and a call for all our forces to be out by December 31st of this year. That being said, many thought subsequent negotiations would result in the United States maintaining some degree of a residual force. Quite candidly, it seems to me at least that's not going to occur now, largely because Prime Minister Maliki could not find sufficient support in the Iraqi parliament to vote in favor of changing that agreement. And certainly also could only have gotten even closer to doing that if the United States had agreed that any forces left in Iraq would be subject to prosecution under Iraqi law if, in fact, they got involved in a firefight or anything else. And, frankly, no American president of any political stripe was going to agree to that.
Yeah. No doubt about that. The New York Times was reporting that both sides really, on some level, did not want full withdrawal, but it seemed to be that immunity question that was the real drawback. Now, I heard that they might be getting together to talk again. Have you heard that? And what is the possibility they might actually come to some sort of agreement?
Well, they might, but I think it'll be after this particular deadline. So I think what we're going to see is the U.S. move out. We are going to leave, of course, about 160 security personnel, military personnel, to secure our embassy, which is not unlikely to do any place around the world, though the embassy in Iraq will be the largest I think we have in the world. And there'll be about 750 military contractors or so staying in Iraq, helping Iraqis train and equip themselves with some American military hardware. But U.S. forces per se will not be on the ground. Having said that, some subsequent agreement on cooperation and training certainly could occur whereby the United States starts to assume a more, you know, the more normal mill-to-mill cooperation that we have with, you know, a host of countries around the world.
Lack of information, is that part of what we're talking about? We'll find out as this continues.